Random thought. Should child support begin at conception or birth? Because as it stands right now, really, it's at birth, right? But there's this new bill introduced by some Texas Republicans, including, of course, your favorite guy, Ted Cruz, which is saying that, you know, under this new bill, mothers can request child support from the moment of conception. And the point is that they would even be able to collect the payments retroactively if paternity wasn't established until birth.
Hmm. Actually, I'm kind of okay with this one. Mm. And I'm okay with the part of requesting it retroactively once you've proven that this person was the father. I don't think just because, you know, you skeet and all of a sudden she feels like she's pregnant, now you take me to court. You might not even have the baby. You might not even be pregnant. You could just miss your period. I'm giving you money. Or it might not be my baby. By the time the baby's born, I find out it's not. Well, then I'm going to sue you for...
You're like, look, lying. It could have been the long reach that made your stomach cramp up like that. So it may not even be a baby there. So let's wait till you pee on the stick. So she pees on the stick. You're still not willing to do it until the baby's born and you get the swab, prick, prick. Here we go. Oh, it's yours. Okay, I'm good.
Yes, I'd pay back retro, but she needs to pee on two sticks. Always double check. Okay. Measure twice.
Check cut and once. Check again.
So, yeah, if it turns out that baby's born, run a test, and I'm the father, yes, I'll go back to conception if you want to go back that far. And because all the other things that come with, you know, that time frame that she was pregnant, doctor visits, you know, any type of medications, vitamins, supplements, food, nausea.
I'm about to say food because, you know, eating for two now.
Right. And all those things.
The,
so
the food urges go all over the place.
Yeah. So all those things. So I definitely would want to cover that. So I am good with that.
I know you. So. No matter how much of an asshole you may be on here, I know you. And the fact is, yes, you. No, I know that if you're dating someone and they're pregnant, you're there every step of the way along the way. Now, does that mean that you're keeping track of all these payments and all these ice cream and pickles that she may want and all this other stuff just in case when that test comes at the end and it says you are 99.9% not the father? Be like, I didn't be. Where's my shit? Mm-hmm. Here's what you owe me. I need this retroactively.
Well, I sure would because I've had a couple situations happen where someone said that they were pregnant. I'm like, okay, well, when's your next doctor's appointment? I want to go with you. Da-da-da. Then all of a sudden, oh yeah, I'm not pregnant anymore. A week later, you know? And so I'm like, okay, were you lying? Or what? So I would just want to know. So yeah, I would totally be there for all that. And, you know, would I be keeping a journal of invoices and all that?
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Because if I'm going to be in the baby, hopefully we're still going to be together and have the baby. You know, now, if I was like in...
But just in case.
If I was like in Vegas and who's Vegas, right? I'm just there for a conference and... You know, you're at the bar, one thing leads to another, yada, yada, yada. And then a month later, she finds me on LinkedIn. It's like, hey, I'm pregnant. That's different compared to like someone I'm dating.
I've seen this movie before. It was Selma Hayek and the dude from Friends. Great movie.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, well, okay. I'll come to Vegas. When's your next doctor's appointment? Come down to Vegas. And then I wonder if I could write off my travel.
Well, you can charge her back for it if it turns out that you're not the father.
Yeah, take her to small claims court. I'm not the there dad. I need that money back, and I need money back for these flights and hotels.
And for all the bullshit you put me through, I need some bullshit payments, okay?
Emotional distress.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 93. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
You see the shirt? For those of you watching on YouTube, everybody else that's not, then you'll see the shirt in the picture for this episode. Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, 7th Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival. It's last weekend in at Riverfront Park in North Charleston. Whoo, what a day. All week it rained, it rained, it rained. And then the day of, the sun came out, the heat came, sprayed for mosquitoes 3 days in a row. So they were gone. How did you do though? Because this was your first time at the Jerk Fest, and I know there were some people who were like, "Terrell, you've got your own festival." When you told them you were coming, but then you ended up coming to the festival. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, it was fun because I've heard you talk about this for years, and I just never paid attention. I'm like, "Oh yeah, cool, whatever." And I just kind of move on with my life, right? But I didn't know how big it was. Mm-hmm. How much of a thing that it had, the following that it had. So I had fun, you know. It was cool to watch you and your team kind of do what y'all do. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, me, I'm always like thinking about stuff. But then if I asked you questions, you'd be like, "Well, you got to understand it." I'm like, "Oh, shoot, I didn't think about that." And so it was just interesting. Just kind
of probably looking at the process. Well, you know, if they did this more, it could be a little bit more efficient here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like,
I know this.
Well, why don't y'all do this? And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense."
Because when you asked about the map, remember you asked about the map? You know what? Have you ever thought about doing this? And it reminded me so much of there was this conversation, an interview I saw with Coach Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. And they asked him about what he's doing in the offseason. He goes, "Well, during the offseason, I go home, and it's the one time I'm home all the time. And he says, after about 3-4 weeks, my wife is ready for me to go because I start looking like, you know, we can run this part of the house a little bit more efficient." He goes, "Get your ass back in that Steelers office, and you go do some work."
But I mean, I'm just like looking around, just kind of, you know, processing it. And then once the thing started, oh, my God, like the portion sizes. Like, I'm used to festivals where you get a little bit. The first booth I went to where I got the oxtails and jerk wings and cabbage and rice, the thing was heavy as shit. And I was like, "You got to put me to sleep, you know, eating this." And then I did the catfish fried shrimp. That was good. You know, music was cool. Beautiful, beautiful women. Like, there are not... It's hard for me to even say it.
He's flabbergasted, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, they don't make black women like that in Austin, Texas. Like, those women were beautiful. So if you're in Charleston and single, I don't mind. Southwest has a direct flight that goes to Charleston. I don't mind doing the back and forth. We got to make this work.
Well, you're ready for the chuck boy.
Oh, my God. It was good. And remember when we went to St. Kitts and for the reggae festival? And like after, by day three, I was like, "I'm done with reggae. I just can't." The embarrassing thing, and I don't even think it's embarrassing. I just think it's funny, personally. When you and I were at the hotel bar, and you're still doing some late night work on that Friday, and I guess the headliner, you're like, "Oh, yeah, it's the headliner right there." I'm like, "Oh, cool." Now I have no idea who he is. He just looked like some black dude that was really fit. He sits down with us. We start having drinks, and he just got in. I'm like, "So where'd you come in from?" He says, "Kingston." I'm like, "Jamaica. Wow, cool." And then I'm trying to understand him because he has that heavy, heavy Jamaican accent. So I'm like, and I just was looking at you. I was just like, just
laugh when I laugh.
Yeah, but I had no idea who this guy is, and come to find out, he's freaking huge in the world of reggae. But I'm just like, never heard of you. Don't know anything about it. He's like, "I thought you were one of the DJs." I'm like, "No, I work in HR. I'm just here to have fun. I don't know anything about this."
But, you know, it was interesting watching this conversation. For me, I was just a fly on the wall watching the two of you talk because, yeah, I've talked to this guy before. I've interviewed him before. It's Serrani. So, you know, Mr. No Games. So, you know, he's there, and he's a big-time producer as well, too. So he's produced a lot of the big acts in dance hall. But... listen to the conversation that you two had, especially knowing that you have no idea who he is and what he does and his impact in dance all over the last 15 years, right? And watching that conversation, because there were stories that he told that he hasn't told in interviews, really, in that sense. So it was good listening to him and the two of you talk. It was really interesting.
Yeah, well I like when he was so excited about like his new songs. Mm-hmm. And he's like trying to tell me lyrics. I'm like, "Okay, but my challenge with reggae is I can't understand you. So what did you say? So then he would like read the lyrics to me and then play the song. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I get it. And as I'm listening to it, I'm like, reggae is a little misogynistic, sexist.
Well, so some, now his lyrics were, the difference is like, here is, and I'll say this about reggae especially, and good friend of ours, Natty Heavy, said before, like, reggae artists will make a song about anything, because there's a song called Social Network, right? Which is talking about that people put so much more into Facebook and Instagram than they do in real life relationships, right? But talk about everything. Queen Africa did a song called Daddy Don't Touch Me There. And it's about, of course, exactly what it sounds like. Exactly. They cover, there was a lot of abuse happening in Jamaica over the last couple of years, men beating up women. So a lot of the artists made songs about it. So it's, a lot of the music can be very, you can have the gangster music, you can have the misogynistic music, you can have the, hey, let's get nasty music, but then you also have a lot of social issues that are brought out through the music. And so if you listen to all of it, not just this part, then you'll see that. And what he was giving you was this part.
Yeah.
Because those were him, those were his lyrics for this part.
No, it was good. Watching you and Swisher on stage, because that's the funny thing about you, because I remember when I went to visit you the first time when you were living in Charleston. And I think that's when you had the billboard with your face on it. And I was like, okay, right. Yanni's a big deal. I'm just going to ride the coattails and just have fun. But knowing you since we were, you know, 18, 19 years old, I see you differently than a lot of these people in Charleston. Everybody's just like, oh, Yanni. I'm just like, well, it's just Yanni. I don't see the big deal. But then what's funny is when y'all get on stage and you have that, the personality, that your stage presence comes out. It was funny because like Swisher all of a sudden has this strong like Jamaican accent. I'm like, Swisher don't talk like that, you know? And then you would do the same thing. I'm like, Yanni doesn't talk like that on a regular basis. So it was just funny to be able to see y'all in your element outside of when we were just hanging out at St. Kitts, just kind of chilling, but to see you in your element and then y'all kind of vibing off each other on the stage and mixing and whatever the bird thing was. All that stuff was cool.
Look, man, it's all about getting lost in the music. One of the great things about Jerkfest and any event that we've done over the years, man, because we used to do Island Vibes Reggae Block Party, which we're bringing that back at some point. So any of those events, one of the things you'll notice at any of these, any of our events is you can find three generations of a family there at any given time. We had one family reunion there that was 80 of them that came. No, 100 and something, because it was 80 adult tickets and 25 kids tickets. Then you had another family that came that had, I think, 33 adults and another 10 to 15 kids with them. So, again, you'll find a lot of these generations there as well. You'll have grandparents, parents, and kids there at any given time, because that's what it does. And to your part on the portion size, I just chalk it up to this is America, and you get the biggest portion possible. You know, it's everything's supersized, because you're right. Those plates come heavy. It's like, it's almost like the vendors go, here, this is the only place you're eating today. Because trust me, we've had this conversation with them. It's like, you know, we can't force you to, but it's, if you can do a sample plate, it'll be great. One, you'll get more of them out, but people will be able to check yours and the next person next. But the problem is, if you're only doing sample plays, the next person isn't, and you're moving your line and they're not, then what? And I'm like, if at least somebody tries this, they might come back and get the bigger plate to go home. But, you know, people get the plates and they roll, and they either eat it there or they take it and go, I'm going to have a little bit. Oh, I'm saving this for later. Close it. Let me go to the next line. So
out of like the, was it 11? Was it 11 food trucks?
11 food trucks.
I could only do three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only get to three. You know, and I was just stuffed. And no, but it was good. What was funny is I got in town Thursday night. Friday morning, I went to there's a Waffle House, like then walking distance of the hotel. I don't go to this Waffle House. I was like, you know, I haven't been to Waffle House in a while. and you forget what Waffle House is like because normally you're there drunk.
Yeah.
So you go sober and you're just like, oh, this is totally different. The food was delicious. The place was dirty as hell. And the staff was just like, you just got out, didn't you? You just had some kind of out. And you're about to go in. You look like you're about to do some shit. That's about to go. Food was delicious, but the, you know, grits in the South is totally different. I just loved it.
I'm going to tell you this, man. Waffle House is only meant to be after the club, okay? I thought my mom was the only person I know that goes to Waffle House sober because my mom doesn't drink at all. She, let's go do breakfast at Waffle House. Let's not. Let's go somewhere else. Anywhere else. I'll take you anywhere else. Let's not do there. Please. Because I've made the mistake of going to Waffle House after doing a sweet 16 birthday party. So obviously there's no liquor. So I'm sober. And I walked in and was like, tell me again why we usually come here and eat because this shit is filthy. Food was damn good, though. You're right. The food was good. And the next night that I was drunk, I was right back in there, too. Let me get the two eggs, scrambled with cheese, side of bacon, side of sausage. Thank you. Or let me get the bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. No pickles. And don't you even think about putting the pickles on my plate. You know? Hey, I still know my order, man. I still know my order.
Pork chop and eggs. That was my thing, was pork chop and eggs.
Oh, that was delicious. My God. You know, we got a few things in here from, before we move on, just so you know, the date next year, Saturday, July 15th, Riverfront Park, North Charleston. We're back for the 8th annual Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival. So lock that date in. Go ahead and put it on your calendar too, Tal.
Yeah, I'll get in town Friday night this time. That way I can just go straight to the place. I don't have to help with setup. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to get eaten by the mosquitoes on Friday.
Yeah, either. Goodness, those are bad.
Look, a lot of stuff came in at rgrtpod@gmail.com, and this one was really interesting. It's this woman, and when you see the headline, I saw it on TMZ, right? And the headline says, woman sues man for $10,000 over a bad date. But then you really get down into the nitty-gritty of the conversation of the appearance in court, right? Because mm-hmm. here's what happens. As she puts these papers through, she's trying to also add another charge. And that charge is perjury. And then the judge tries to tell her why she can't do that and why you can't put a charge for perjury. And this interaction is classic.
In that letter, he lied. And then that's what brought forth the perjury. It was never perjury in the beginning. It was perjury after his response.
No. It's his version. First of all, do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand. Perjury is a lie. No, I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath. So
exactly.
What
and I got documents that prove he was lying.
It's a false statement made under oath. Under oath.
That stated a
lie. When did he testify to something that he lied about? False statement made under oath.
Bottom line is, you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
No. You don't understand, ma'am. You don't understand.
Are we done here? Are we done here?
No, we're not.
Exactly what perjury means.
No, we're not.
You must insult my intelligence.
Just listen to it. Oh, God. I just can't stand ignorance. So she's walking
around.
Don't
insult her intelligence, Daryl.
I'm going to insult her intelligence because she's not smart. A, she's walking around the airport with her phone on speakerphone. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On a virtual court case. Ignorance number one. Two, stop walking around on speakerphone. Get AirPods, people. It's not that hard. They're not that expensive. Get AirPods, or every phone comes with a headset. Use it. You know, but anywho, she's walking around like that for a virtual court case.
Yep.
For someone that she is trying to sue for $10,000. Wouldn't you think you'd put your best foot forward? And okay, you're suing because he didn't show up on a date. After listening to her talk and be disrespectful to the judge, I'm betting that they maybe had a phone conversation. He's like, oh, this girl's crazy. I'm not going. And so he didn't show up on the date.
Yeah.
He stood you up. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Grow up. Move on.
I will say, after watching her interaction with the judge, you're right. I wouldn't have showed up either. I'd be like, oh, hell no. And whoever, if somebody had tried to set him up on a date with her, I'm fighting that person immediately. I'm walking right. You know what I'm spending my our date time doing? Whooping their ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're out of the dating market. So, you know, you forgot what this is like. I'm in it. Now, I've had people. Have I been ghosted? Someone not showing a date? Yes. Mm-hmm. I've had people text me and say, hey, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it. And that's it. No reason. No, let's reschedule. As I was driving to the place, had to happen. Get over it. I just don't get that. And I've had people like tell me, having a conversation around ghosting, right? And have I ghosted people? Yeah. But like, have I ghosted someone that I was involved with, sleeping with, making out with? No. I took you out normally to a nice restaurant. It mm-hmm. was good. You had a good steak, but our conversation sucked and I'm just not interested. I don't owe you an explanation for that. I paid. You got a great meal at the deal. I don't owe you anything. And we never actually went on a date. We just had a couple messages, one phone conversation. I'm like, oh my God, you're lame. I'm out. I don't owe you an explanation.
Hey, women do it all the time, B.
Yeah. Every day, B. So like, what is she so upset about? And you're going to sue for $10,000? That wig she had on isn't even worth $10,000.
That wig she had on wasn't worth $10.
No. No, and just her either. Don't insult my intelligence. You make yourself sound so stupid that I don't have to.
This guy said, you know what? I'm not going on this date. And when his lawsuit came, he even said, Judge, I thought you were going to throw this out because this is ridiculous. This is stupid. And which, of course, to her is like, Judge, stop my intelligence.
Yeah, see, her ignorant ass is just. This is so true, though. Sometimes you can look at someone's picture on the dating app or profile and they seem great. And as soon as you have that first conversation, you're like, oh, snap, you crazy. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what this guy did and just no-showed on the date. Now, for those who didn't catch the story, no-showed, the date that they had was apparently her mother's birthday who had passed away. And so for her, it was emotional. My thing is, why would you go on a date on that emotional day? Mm-hmm. Stay your ass at home and mourn. You go by yourself to you and your mama's favorite restaurant, but don't like put him involved. It's not his mama.
Right. It's not like you've been dating him forever. This was a first date. You don't first do a date. First date on that kind of day.
Yeah. Yeah. And girl, she's just crazy. She gets what she gets. And if she's a follower of our show, I dare you to comment and say something.
I guarantee you she's not. And if she is, remember, that was just Terrell. J-U-S-T-T-E-R-R-Y-L.
It was me. Say something. I will insult your intelligence in the chat of this YouTube channel. I have no problem doing that.
You know, so as we move from the Midwest over to the East Coast, this one happened too. So this woman is Saudi. She's pretty well known on social media. But she loves to go to this restaurant in Philly, right? She goes there, she says, at least once a week. And while she's there, there's an old man with a dog. She's sitting outside. And then he asked for a bowl for the dog, for some water, because it's a hot day. Then he asks for a glass. And they bring him a glass. And a glass like a glass. A glass that all the other customers also drink out of. And fed the dog water out of it. So the dog is licking up in the glass and all around it and this stuff. And I know you're a dog lover. I know you give doggy kisses and all this other stuff. You like the French kiss dogs, especially French bulldogs. I mean, I guess it's just
don't call her that. Whatever. Just don't talk about that girl like that.
But are you fine with dogs drinking out of glasses that humans drink out of? Because I'm not. You know I'm not.
Yeah, I'm fine with it as long as the glass gets washed.
That's like,
okay, all those humans, if you walked into a restaurant right now, would you just walk up to any table and take a sip out of anybody's water that you didn't know?
Of course not.
Why not? Because it could be gross. You don't know that person. But that glass that you get at your table when you get sat, Hundreds of people have used that same glass. It just got washed. So as long as it's getting washed, I don't see the big difference. Same as the fork that you got to put in your mouth. Whole bunch of people have been doing that. And same thing. As long as it gets washed, I'm good.
Hey, I'm also of the same, you know, back when I was in those Dayton streets that you're still running around in, if I was out on a date or go to somebody's house and they have a dog and they're tongue kissing the dog, I'm out the door. I'm done. Peace out. So this is not one way, one side and another way. For me, it's down the line. I don't need to be using the same vessel that a dog is partaking in. Okay. We don't sit on the same toilets. We don't eat out of the same bowls. We don't eat off the same utensils, and we damn sure don't drink out of the same glasses, and we don't kiss the same mouths.
What did a dog do to you when you were little that you have this? Like, where did the dog touch you? Why does
it got to do what a dog did to me? I'm not a dog lover.
Oh, you were like the KKK of dog haters.
And the KKK for canines.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So here's what I don't like about this story. And this is what I hate about influencers. Mm-hmm. She has 400-something thousand subscribers. Mm-hmm. You see this? Don't go back.
Yeah.
But why'd you try to encourage 400,000 other people not to support this business?
Right.
Because you don't like it. That's just, why would you use your power for that? Mm-hmm. Use it for something good. You didn't get wronged. It's not like, you know, the dog drank out of your glass and they wouldn't change it. So mm-hmm. I just don't like people that do that, that try to use their subscribers and influence to people to get them to cancel something that only bothered you in the moment.
You know, and that's where we agree, because you're right. I thought she made a mountain out of a molehill in that case. Like, if that's for you, like, yeah, I would never do that again. But especially putting people on camera and because even the waitress, when the waitress came up and she tried to put the waitress on camera, she said, please, I don't want to be on camera. And so at least she respected that. But even the way she was speaking to the waitress, and was there something said before that we may have missed? Could have been, because like you say, I want to see the whole video. But at the same time, I thought that her attitude towards the waitress was pretty bad. But I agree with her in the first part. Sir, because that man wasn't even a customer. He was just sitting there. He was an old white man sitting there with a damn dog. He wasn't even a customer.
Only when she made a big deal
about it. Huh? Well, he was a white man. And it wasn't until she made a big deal about it that I think he ended up buying a beer or something, right? But I agree with her. I don't want to see that happen. I was in a bar once in West Ashley in South Carolina, right? And I'm drinking a beer. We're shooting pool. This dog walks in. Now, it sounds like I'm about to tell a joke. But seriously, this dog walked into the bar, right? And I swear to you, the bartender gets a glass that he makes mixed drinks for people, came around, put it on the ground so the dog could drink out of it. And I'm like, thank God I'm drinking a Heineken. Otherwise, I'd probably spit my drink out. I don't want to see that shit. I don't.
You need therapy, because that just doesn't make any sense. The glasses get washed. As long as it gets washed, it's fine. It's not like they get washed with the dog's tongue and then they put drinks in it and hand it to you. The glasses get washed. That
dogs
makes
lick
no
their ass.
Sense.
I don't need that.
That makes no sense. Cats lick their ass. Cats will climb all over the kitchen counters and stuff like that.
Not in our house, but they won't.
When y'all aren't home, so they don't touch the counters when y'all aren't home.
Nope, they don't. They sure don't. They know better.
Yeah,
very sure.
Whatever. Cats have
very sure.
That's just ridiculous what you're talking about. And again, I don't know what happened between you and the dog, but dogs are. So what if it was a cat? If a cat walked into a bar and goes up to the bartender,
it'd be a cool cat.
Goes up to the bartender, bartender say, "How can I help you?" And it goes meow, and so then hands a glass of water, and he's, you know, drinking water from the glass. Would you still feel the exact same way?
Yes.
Liar.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
It doesn't. That's fine. You don't have to believe me. You're the one making up the scenario of the dog, of the cat walking up to the counter and having a conversation. It's the same. I keep that same energy. Dog, cat, pig, horse, it doesn't matter. If you know you're going to have animals walking into your spot, or have a dish that's specific for them, but not us and them.
Mm-hmm.
This case, separate but equal works.
whatever.
And you know, somebody's gonna hear that one little part and go, you know what, you're right, bring back segregation. Yeah. That's not what I said.
They're gonna take that clip. See, even the black guys agree with us.
I knew I liked that Negro. Oh my God. Hey, don't forget, we've got 90 Day Fiancé recaps. We've got the Married at First Sight season 15 recaps. And of course, Mondays we're back here with our audio for the regular episode. And then on Tuesday, we drop the video on YouTube for our regular episodes. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us, man, because you know what? You make us doing this worthwhile, seriously. Yep. And keep commenting, because that really just... We read every comment. Just want you to read every comment.
I try to comment back or reply back or put a smiley face or something just to let you know I read it. Because I don't know if I like it, if it shows that Tarot
liked it. Or just... it shows that you liked it, yeah.
Okay, but when I see other people that like it, I can't see who liked something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody likes something you say, you'd see who liked it.
Okay.
See, we're teaching... This is how you use YouTube.
Learn it.
See, but now, see, now you gave me hell when I said that 54-year-old man had no idea what GoFundMe was. And here you are acting like you don't know how to use a goddamn YouTube.
Well, there's some stuff I just don't. I don't get. Remember that time I was like, hey, how do I share when you just tagged me on Instagram? How do I share that to my reel? Can you teach me?
But see, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing
thirsting for
wrong
knowledge.
With that.
Thirsting for knowledge.
But as a friend, I still got to give you hell for it.
Fine. Don't insult my intelligence.
Are we done here?
Are we done here?
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.